Well, last week there was a minor uproar in Prince George in the neighborhood when people discovered some trees in a local park had been destroyed. Nick Finch lives near North Park in College Heights. Here's what he had to say about it.
They had cleared quite a large opening in the park, 60 feet by 60 feet opening. I contacted the city as to what was going on and was notified the city is considering selling off some of these parks for future development. And so this was some of the preliminary information gathering from on the city's part to see if these sites would be suitable for future development.
That's Nick Finch. And later, the city apologized for the removal of those trees and said North Park will not be developed. However, the planning department said there is a strategy in place to redevelop parks and green spaces around the city. And for more on this morning, I'm joined by the city's park planner, Lorianne Kosek, and she's with me in studio this morning. Good morning, Lorianne.
Good morning.
So tell me about this development or redevelopment project for these parks and green spaces. Why not leave them alone?
Well, the goal really here is that we want to create a balanced distribution of parks and meet community needs. And the reality is that there's a limited amount of funding. So in order to do this, there might be some give and take.
Mm-hmm. And how do you mean give and take?
So what it is that we have a park plan that recommends that we dispose of some of the parks and that these are parks that don't meet the standards or they're in oversupply. We put that money back directly into parks to acquire more parks, develop them, improve the ones that we have that are the priorities for the community.
How do you determine whether or not a park is underused?
Well, and we don't necessarily look at use. It's one factor. What it is we have, our park system has a framework, and within that framework, we have neighborhood parks. They're central to the neighborhood, and these are smaller, about the size of a schoolyard. Mm-hmm. They're within an 800-meter radius. They're within walking distance, which is about two laps of a track. And then we also have what we consider community district parks. They're within a secondary school catchment area. And a prime example of that is Dutchess Park, adjacent to the school, has a number of amenities for everyone within one area. And then we have citywide destination parks that everyone's familiar with. That's Fort George Park, Forest for the Road, Cottonwood Island. These are our destination parks, our gems. And then there's also things like green spaces. These are places that may be conserved for reasons that they're not very developable. They're right. Buffers along streets. And then we also have trails.
So there's an overall master plan that you're trying to bring to bear here?
There is. So within that framework, there's definitely what we see as an oversupply of certain parks and an undersupply. So what I mean by that, an undersupply, you may have neighborhoods that don't have a neighborhood park, or it's not developed, or it's not suitable for development. And then in some neighborhoods, you actually have an oversupply. And overall, there's really only one community district park, and we need them in the heart, College mm-hmm. Heights, and other areas. And there's quite a need for a larger trail system that's connected to neighborhoods.
So when you say an oversupply, are we essentially talking about like getting rid of some parks? So like you'd have fewer parks at the end of the day, or perhaps that what was now a park would be redeveloped as like somewhere else that would be in the city that would exist somewhere else in the city as a bike trail, something like that?
So what the plan is recommending, so for instance, a neighborhood I think of is Foothills neighborhood between Foothills and Tabor, 15th and 5th. In that neighborhood, there are actually four neighborhood parks where really our standards say there should only be one, and there's also a school. So you're looking at five playgrounds. So that's quite a bit of infrastructure and maintenance. Mm-hmm. So what we'd be looking at is that neighborhood to say to everyone, okay, neighborhood, what do you think about this? What if we were to reduce that maybe to two neighborhood parks and some of these other parks were repurposed for something else? Maybe there that money from even the sale from one of those parks could go back into improving the infrastructure that we have and meeting your needs.
Prince George City Park Planner Lorianne Kosek is with me this morning talking about the possibility of development of parks and green spaces in the city. If a city decided it wants to develop a green space, what's the process then that gets followed? I mean, how do you go about getting that information from those neighborhoods about what they think about their green spaces and parks around them?
So Yeah, there's a number of ways, but what we're really recommending, we have policy that says we should consider doing this. We'd like to go back to council and say, here's a strategy, and we want to be able to look at all of the parks, do a comprehensive review, and then work with the public and talk to them about what are their priorities in their neighborhoods, mm-hmm. and then see if there's maybe some give and take that could happen so that we can pursue those development priorities.
So how do you make sure that the plan is adaptable? I mean, for example, policy and plans are one thing, but then you get into the neighborhood, and once you start getting that feedback, you kind of go, oh, this isn't going to work here at all.
Well, definitely. That's the whole idea. We do community engagement is so we can hear from folks to see if we're on the right track. We make decisions that work for them. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, we'd be looking to engage residents in all ways, in everything from the right on site mm-hmm. to meetings and online formats.
Nick Finch wakes up one morning and finds a whole bunch of trees missing in the park near his home. How does the average person in their neighborhood, if they're concerned about a local green space or park, how do they stay informed? How do they keep up on what you and your staff are doing?
So we'd definitely be inviting all of these residents to participate in the process. And also, we want to do this right. You know, we made some mistakes at North College Park. We want to get this right, go to council, and ensure that we do a strategy that involves everyone in the decision-making.
And is it a matter of going to the website or going to PrinceGeorge.ca and keeping an eye on things there?
That's definitely the formats. We'll be talking to people like yourself mm-hmm. and also to media and through newspaper formats.
All right. Well, lots there, I'm sure, to take in and lots to consider all around the city. Lorianne Kosek is park planner for the city of Prince George. She's with me in the Prince George studio today. Lorianne, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you.